I mean, I hear you, but like,
you know, I might have to.
If you have a good ratio, it's kind of nice to have that little stimmy in there.
It's not actually the only one.
Think about how glorious it used to be to smoke weed and then smoke a butt.
You
right
know,
after.
That was great. That was
like,
great.
And it's like doing both.
You know who? You know who actually
smoked a cigarette?
You know who actually has it down pretty good? Harry has it good. Harry will roll his joints, and at the end of the joint where the filter is. That's where he'll put a little tobacco. Gas. So it's like a warning. Like, yo, the joint's sick. Done.
It's like having the cigarette.
That's pretty G. That's pretty G. He does that. And I'm like, all right. That's like not only like. Hungry Baby, episode 70 of the Rags to Dishes podcast. You already know the vibes. It's Max Messier Richter. Joining with me, as always, is the great Dan Cotter. Dan, what up?
What's up, baby?
You know.
How you doing?
Just doing that thing.
Dude, we got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, I know. You didn't come in early for our catch-up episode.
My bad. Oh, that's what we were going to do. My bad, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, technically, you were supposed to be here at 5:30, but I was like, there's no way he's getting here for 5:30.
So. Dude, I didn't get home until 5:30, bro.
Okay.
Damn.
Could have texted, but...
Listen, we got a very special guest here today. I mean...
Guys, it's episode 70, so we had to bring in the big guns.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kanye West.
It's ye.
Yeah, we're on that Alex Jones shit.
Just kidding, guys. It's Alan Santucci. Kanye walked right out when we tried to get him on. Alan, how you doing, bub?
I'm doing. How are you?
You know, wishing Kanye was here, but we're happy you're here.
Dude, you are? Kanye. Fuck that.
Yeah, bro, for
fuck
clout.
Kanye.
You know, I want to hear Kanye explain himself.
Do you, though?
No. I don't want to.
Do
know
you?
It. I don't.
It's
know.
Going not well so far.
All I have to say is, you know, it might not be aired because it was on an episode we couldn't air, but like me and Deke had a big Dre versus Kanye debate, and I think Dre's winning now, definitely.
Well, I think our debate was about, was it about the music or was it about like whole career?
I think we said it was influence on the genre.
Dude, honestly, right now it's like you ask every rapper, like maybe not right now, but like 6 months ago, every single prominent rapper, like their three biggest influences, and Kanye would be one of the three for like every rapper.
I don't think so.
All the fucking kids like grew up on Kanye.
That's cap.
I think you're wrong, bro.
Just because all the kids grew up on Kanye doesn't mean that that's their influence. I think a lot of people would still be like, yo, Marvin Gaye,
yeah,
Scott
right.
Heron.
You're fucking daft if you
think. I mean, maybe not like Young Thug, but.
I mean, younger than Young Thug, dude. I'm talking like all the young rappers. Like none of them know fucking Marvin Gaye. What are you talking
yes,
about?
Yes, they definitely know
like
Marvin
Dr. Dre's influences were Marvin Gaye. Like, what are you talking about? This fucking man over here.
Anyway, Alan's filming.
No, yeah. I was just taking a picture.
Okay.
It's all good.
Okay.
So, Alan, sorry I called you Kanye West.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alan is not an anti-Semite.
Yeah. Yet.
In no way.
As of now that we know of. We're just eating.
Like
we're just fucking smacking grapes on Mike. People are going
to
be pissed.
Once we get to the Cheez-It section, people are going to really get pissed.
It's been a minute since we had grapes on the pod.
We
and
need
I
to
was
not.
Like, yo, it's F70. Big Tooch coming through. I got to get some red grapes in this bitch.
The thing that everybody loves is
Hotline Pizza was closed, so I couldn't get a pie for us. But
dude, their December special, French onion pizza, looks fire.
French onion pizza?
French onion pizza.
Can you speak on that? What's on it?
Because he hasn't had it. But.
I haven't had it.
What's
looks
it
very
look like?
Good. I'll bring it. I'll pull it up right now because you're going to be
I
stoked.
Think it's like French onion.
It's French onions, but he said it,
it's like it's like Gruyere
cheese.
Yeah. It's pretty. It looks pretty banging.
Is there like beef on it?
No, there's no beef.
I don't think so. I've been trying to get the hotline guys on here for a while.
Yeah, you've all been right, trying
French
to get a
onion
hotline
pie. Three cheese blend, caramelized
that
onions.
That can only mean one thing.
Bacon, scallions, and a heaping of fresh grated Gruyere.
And ever since I left the city, you.
Yeah.
Started working out and going out.
Wearing less and going out more, yeah, bro.
Started working out.
What's wrong with that, lifting, dude? Bro. What's wrong with that, lifting. Jake? She can wear as little as she wants, and she can go out as often as she wants.
Listen, this is this is an anti-Drake podcast.
Yeah, we do not like Drake. I mean, Kanye's still above Drake for me.
No, hard no.
Still got it, ladies and gentlemen. We back. Anyway. So, well, Alan.
The funny thing is it's close for me.
Oh, man.
Oh, and I have Jewish heritage. Wow. Alan, so we brought Alan here to talk about, you know, I've known Alan here for a long time. I was going to start with the day I met Alan.
Let's do it.
I was a new kid at South Kingstown High School. Mm-hmm. Actually, it might have been before. No, I was definitely at school. And Alan just decided that we were boys. He came and was like, yo, I know you. And I was like, okay.
He was like, you're on the same type of fuck shit as me.
Like, yeah, we're boys now. I was like, okay, cool.
I remember the first time I met Alan, and it was definitely at that party at James's house.
The Ellis's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you tried to step to me and my boys, bro?
The one where you tried to get me into a fight with Alan.
Is that the night? Who fell out? Who walked right off the deck?
You.
No, it was me, right?
Yeah, you ate shit, bro.
Dude, I stepped on water.
You and Bruce are like getting in my face like, yo, you're going to beat Max's ass, bro? Are you going to fuck with my boy, bro? Like, total masculine posturing shit. And Alan's all in my face, acting tough. And then he, like, his foot, like, slipped off the side of the deck, and he, like, took a tumble, and it totally diffused the situation.
That's, like, the most illegal porch in the world.
It's so thin.
It's, like, five feet high into a rock embankment.
Yeah. With
seven
Where
cars.
Where you fell, it was fine, though.
No, I've fallen off that deck on
you
other
fell
occasions.
Into, like, a little bush.
So, should we get this on track? Dude, the eating, guys. Like, for real, we got chill.
Cheese ASMR right now.
I'm
is
really sorry, y'all.
Sorry for what? I ain't sorry for shit.
I'm not sorry for eating cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen.
I will say though, those are not the good cheeses.
Yeah, it's all about the white cheddar.
No,
baby.
It's about the reduced fat, bro.
Reduced fat.
Literally, I want extra fat on my
cheese. The only thing I agree with Dave Portnoy about is that reduced fat cheeses are better than the normal ones.
Yeah, but white cheddar is better than both.
Are these the extra crispy ones?
These are just OG.
Listen, the white cheddar is better than both. Okay, we'll get a Twitter poll going.
Tabasco ones the best.
Those are banging.
Those are the best.
Those are banging.
Can we?
What? We're talking about food. That's what the fucking podcast.
Yeah, but no, but the eating.
All right.
Like you got,
and then at some point the plate will be empty. So yeah,
but, episode 71, no food.
Oh my goodness, honey.
So, yeah, we know Alan really well.
You trying to remember how to do this?
Yeah, I am. That's why I was trying to do a warm-up app, you know? I'm just kidding. I'm good.
We can scrap this right now.
You know what, Alan? You could probably just bounce, bro.
I'm out. Thanks for having me.
Nah, just kidding. But, you know, we've talked about it a couple times on the pod. I'm going to start with, I mean, Alan, was Aunt Carrie the first place you worked ever? Did we work together at Aunt Carrie's?
Yeah, very briefly.
Okay.
Aunt Carrie's was the first place I ever worked. I got a job on my 14th birthday. I applied.
What'd you do then?
You, on your birthday, were like, yo, I'm going to look for a job?
I applied for jobs because they were hiring.
What's the other shit you can do when you turn 14? There's something else you can buy.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
14 is an insignificant age for everything other than the fact.
Just you can work? That's it.
That's a legal working age in Rhode Island.
You can go to PG-14 movies.
Yeah. Extra butter on popcorn.
Good point.
But at Aunt Carrie's, I started as dishwasher. And
hey, back it up. How'd you get the job? You showed up?
I showed up. I had an interview with Amy, I think. Phil was there just walking around pissed off as ever. I was like, I'm probably going to like that guy.
Now, Alan, you're the type of person that for anyone listening that doesn't know, you know, like, everyone.
Oh.
When we were in high school, Alan had like 1,200 contacts on his phone. Everyone in fucking Rhode Island Flex. Either knows Alan or knows someone that Alan knows.
Or knows of Alan.
He's the mayor. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
Like, homeboy was the Drake of Matunic. Alan's like the mayor Drake. Of South County in a lot of ways.
Wow.
I don't know. Wow. I can say all that. I know people.
There's a
I
lot guess. Of stuff written about you at the skate park. I remember that.
Yeah, there but
was
you
a,
know
there
what?
Was a lot of shit there.
Sounds like a lot of jealousy to me.
By what, me?
I don't know.
By whom?
Were you the one riding the shit at the skate park? I don't know.
No, but what was the one, the prom one? That's the only thing I remember.
There was a lot of them. So.
There was a lot. I don't remember.
Yeah, there were some bad ones. There were some good ones. Yeah, I don't know.
Listen, we're not here to rehash skate park graffiti.
We're here to eat grapes. We are here to eat grapes.
Drop blunts.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. So did you get the job right away? Was it like, because I remember when I went there, I feel like you're the one that might have sent me that direction to go work there.
I sent a lot of people.
Who hasn't? Because you were just, I feel like when you're that age and you're working in a kitchen, you're just trying to squat up. So you're like, yo, come with me. All the homies can work together. I felt that way about the establishment at some points.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
On a smaller scale. But, I remember when I first went to apply there, it was like a squad goes in to apply, like 20
Crash
people.
Crash the interview, bro.
Exactly. Like, they are hiring so many people at the start of the summer, and they're hiring all a bunch of little kids. So they're like, everyone, come on down, and we'll pick you out.
Like a
gym class kickball team.
You got to cast a wide net, you know?
I think they just called me back, like, 3 hours later, and were like, when can you start? We open on weekends and... 2 weeks. You want to start then?
And then you went and started busting suds?
I was busting suds, dude.
Sick.
Who'd you wash dishes with?
I think both of the figs were there, I believe. Cal or Joe.
I busted suds with the figs.
They were there for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I know Cal stayed there for deep.
Honestly, in the dish pit, I don't really remember anybody else.
Okay.
I was there.
What were your first impressions of being a dishwasher?
I was done in 3 hours. They just were like, you don't do this anymore. You do that. And they put me on clam cakes.
Why? Because you were just so sick with it?
I was just like, no one moved that fast in the dish pit. Like, there's like, it was like,
no one moved so fast nor had so much humility.
They could not. I understand. They were like, this kid needs more going on because he's got a lot of energy.
I just didn't have enough to do. And even like 7 p.m., just like super getting crashed. I'm like, I never crashed. I just fucking, as fast as the dishwasher could go, would do it.
Yeah, sure.
Dude, yeah.
Just like, it was just so annoying. You'd be soaking wet, covered in fucking fish, and you just, it wasn't sick, but clam cakes was fun, but a lot of weird kids on clam cakes.
Clam cakes, older people. It's fun, but it's gross. Dude, I worked with Emblaze on clam cakes.
I never did that.
I had Emblaze and Spencer Burke's older brother working junior. There at the same time. Yeah, Junior Burke at the same time up in
there. Shout out Emblaze. I feel like, so we all know like fryolators and how nasty they get like when you cook in them, especially at like fry heavy restaurants. I feel like heavy. Batter frying is just next level nasty. Like when you're
the clam cakes were lard, bro.
Dude, when you
get 50 fucking pound square.
So of gross. And then so it's like hot fucking, in the summer and it's melting on the floor and shit. Dude.
That's gross.
It looked like a big block of pimple gunk.
Pretty much.
It was disgusting.
But like big as in like the size of a child, not like the size of a pimple.
I feel like with as much like nasty shit, like raw chicken, fish, nasty shit you fuck with in the kitchen, like grease is still the nastiest shit, dude. Like, it's just what's fucking worse? Gross. Dude.
My mother used to make me take off my clothes, strip down to my underwear in the garage.
Kinky.
And put all the Aunt Carrie's clothes in a trash bag, and she'd bring them right down to the fucking washing machine, wash them dry, and put them back in the garage. Dude, so I had to go to work.
My parents were the same way when I first started at Arturo's, and I was like working in the dish pit, and it was like first job, like, so I didn't like know to get like good waterproof clogs. I think for a while I was straight dishwashing in like New Balances, like running shoes that just would get soaked through every night, and they just stunk like so bad. It's nasty shit.
That was probably the grossest part on Carrie's. It's just the way that you smelt when you left.
Shit's nasty.
Like clam cakes, dude.
Gross.
You just smell like clam cakes. Yeah.
Was that the apex of your employment there, or did you move on to other stations?
Oh, I
you were on the line, right?
Yeah, I went from clam cakes to the or dishes, clam cakes,
corner,
and corner.
That's what they call that, right?
Chowdered lobsters in the grill.
What's like? I'm so unfamiliar with the Aunt Carrie's menu. I haven't been there in like 20 years.
Pretty huge, but pretty. It's either fried,
basic.
It's fried, salad, broiled, or a clam cake. Well, which is fried also.
You get a like a
like they got entrees there. Or is it just like
broiled you get like lobsters, a lobster dinner? Damn, like haddock,
broiled haddock, broiled scallops. Broiled scallops were fire.
Yeah, wicked fire.
They're so,
I kind of always like, thought Aunt Carrie's was like just like a chowder hut.
Well, I mean, kind of. Well, dude, it was like a monopoly because you had like the. Where did Scout work? What did you call that? Like the where the girls are, where you're just doing takeout shit.
Maybe just takeout. I don't know.
It's like literally just takeout, like a clam shack.
Doing then
like
there's
a, then there no at on Carrie's. Then there's a whole dining room. Then across the street there's a whole ice cream parlor. So it's like they have
there
like
was
a little
four computers and there was four girls working side by side with lines. July 4th of July through.
Yeah, this shit's gnarly.
It was trapped.
I just feel like I always thought it was just clam cakes and chowder and shit. I didn't realize that it was like a whole menu, but I haven't been there since I was like a little kid.
I kind of want to go there now.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go. Dude.
Get the scallops. No, I mean, they're closed right now, but only seasonal.
Yeah, Iggy's is open year round, but in their new building across the street, probably just cleaning up.
I don't think it's as good. There's something about knowing how fucking old that place is that makes me want to go to Aunt Carrie's. It's been around like 1896.
So it's crazy. Like they're using the same ingredients.
That's crazy.
They invented the clam cake there.
I know. They invented the fucking clam
cake. You think
it's
a bad thing they've been there so long?
Like bad as in...
Like you're viewing that as a negative?
No, I'm saying the food's better.
Okay, good. I was confused about your phrasing.
I mean, like I haven't had Aunt Carrie's or Iggy's in over 5 years, so I'm not the one to be making that call, but like in my memory, yes, on Carrie's.
I just have. I like Iggy's because of the Doughboys, dude. I love the Doughboys.
They are sick.
I'll eat four before I go surfing, and then I'll go and eat
Doughboys. Can you eat
an easy dozen in a day?
That's hard.
Easy.
What are they, like this big?
In a day,
bro. They're the size of like a quarter pounder.
Okay.
Yo.
So on Carrie's. So you moved up through the ranks like pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, like in a year I was on the line.
Yeah. Who was like overseeing you that made these calls that was like, yeah, this kid's got to move up more? Was it Phil?
Phil was part of it. Amy, Elsie, I feel like it was kind of just, I don't know if it was one person, but just happened pretty quick. And I just like had a, I wanted to do more.
Yeah.
I hated the corner because you just burn the fuck out of your hand with chowder.
Yeah, it never seemed like a fun place.
Corner sucks. It's like
the burgers were like they were delicious, but like in a gross way. You know what I'm saying? Like they were like deliciously gross.
Yeah, I mean we're all familiar with that.
Dude,
yeah.
The amount of whirl that was used in that place nasty. Was like
whirl.
Oh, it was gross. Fucked.
So what made you stop working there? What was the end?
It was seasonal. For like 3 or 4 years I was there, and then I was just over it. I started teaching surf lessons in the summer.
And for those of you that don't know, Alan is the best surfer on the East Coast of the United States of America.
No.
I don't know, dude.
I think Kyle Gallup's the best surfboard rider.
Surfboard rider is the new lingo.
Kyle Gallup is a surfboard rider.
Style King?
The kid that knows the spine.
Okay.
Now, was it, Alan, did you get a rock thrown at you or were you punched in the face? What was it that one time?
What?
I got a rock thrown in my face.
Yeah, you got a rock
on Carrie's?
No, surfing.
Oh, shit.
He like dropped in on somebody and the dude flipped out and threw a rock at your face.
Yeah, he swam to the bottom and picked up a rock. Just came up. No fucking nothing. No yell. No, just rock. Swearing the nose.
Sorry,
damn, dude. What did
sorry
you
to call you out about it on pod, but as soon as you said you're the best surfer on the East Coast, all I could think was, yeah, best to get a rock dodge, damn.
What a fucking piece of shit.
Dude, that was big drums at the missile day. But I was like, damn, I haven't got a rock dodge.
Shit, dude.
Yeah, that's some pretty
how big of a rock was it? Big enough?
Size of a golf ball.
Okay, that's
so he
that's
like,
my nose was like,
busted up.
Oh yeah, I remember your face
swollen.
Well, I was gonna say if it was like big enough to give you a concussion, that's hella fucked up. But damn, homie threw a rock. What a bitch.
He was not happy with Alan.
He was not stoked.
Yeah, that was
anyway. I burned.
Wait,
that.
Why did you drop in on him?
Because he's Alan.
You were just going for it.
He fell like three times. You fall too many times and just
get out of the way.
People are just gonna go in front of you. So I did. And I've done it to the same guy since then, and no rocks have been thrown.
Wow, dude, that's a fucking power move. You did the same
thing.
He just kept dropping you.
Not the same day. Not the same day. But
you're telling me you're continually dropping it on the same day.
You're telling me you took a rock to the face and didn't learn any lessons?
Probably about a year later.
Honestly, that guy probably learned the lesson, honestly.
You know what?
Wait, hold on. Just give me the floor for a second. You know what it's exactly like? It's exactly like when like you're being a dick at work and then someone else overreacts and now they're the dick because they overreacted. Like Alan made a total dickhead move, and by throwing a rock, this dude was like, hey, I'm not gonna be an adult, I'm gonna be like an immature little baby and throw a rock at this kid.
Yeah.
Instantly but was then shunned by a lot of people. So I've always hung out with people that are older than me. And this guy,
Jabra
Flex.
My whole life, I've just always hung out with older people. I don't know why.
When's your birthday?
I think it's just because you're mature for your age.
In March. Yep.
You're older than me.
Damn.
I guess I'm the same way. I've always hung out with people that are older than me. Right the second I am.
That guy and my older friend group, they were friends. And I told a few of these people what had happened, and they were like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, he threw a rock, and like, just over and over, just trying to clarify that it was this
individual.
How
far away did he throw the rock?
Probably like 15 feet. 10
Damn,
feet.
That's close.
It was pretty close.
Damn. I threw a sandwich at Alan's face one time. When we got banned from that URI dorm. That was a good time.
Dude's got a dorm.
You don't remember this? I don't remember the kid's name.
Great Bakri?
Great. That was the kid's name was Great, right?
Yeah,
his name was fucking
that
Great.
That kid out of nowhere just called, like, text me on like some fucking number. Like, hey, man, hope life's good.
His name is
it's
fucking
Great.
Great.
Yeah, he got married, I think.
Person's name is Great?
Great.
Me, how do you spell it? Could you spell it for me, please?
It's spelled correctly?
It's spelled correctly.
Well, there's two spellings to the word Great.
Oh, yeah, true, but...
One is a good look. That's what I want to know which one it was.
It's a lot to follow up on. If your name is Great and you're not Great. He wasn't that great.
But if you're G-R-A-T-E, that name is hard.
Yeah, so...
My name's Great, like the thing in the ground.
Yeah, like a fucking Great, bro.
Me, Alan, and Shubes went to this kid's dorm to get drunk when we were like... Young.
This checks out so hard.
And I just remember they had they were chasing whatever we were drinking, they were chasing it with 3 liters. Like, you know, when you get a 3 liter of soda from somewhere, it's like, and the 3 liters spilt all over the place. And that's what made the fucking, what are the people that like take care of the dorms called?
RAs.
What got the RA to come and like, the RA was like, yeah, you guys like got to go back to your dorms. And we were like, yeah, we don't go here.
Whoa,
you got to leave. And we were like, all right, fuck this place.
Wait, so a 3 liter soda spilled on the floor. Yeah. How did the RA become aware of
out
that?
Out the door. Straight out the door. Like great drink just in the hallway.
Say, was it like dripping down in the dorm underneath or something?
We were doing some real dumb shit.
So you spilled it out the fucking door?
I don't even know who we were hanging out with, but it was really stupid. I was not involved in spilling.
Spilled it out the door.
I did not spill the 3 liter.
I didn't.
Alan didn't either, for the record. Alan did not spill the 3 liter.
I don't think we need to litigate all this right now. But, all right, so Alan. You went to teach surfing lessons after Aunt Carrie's?
Yeah, it was sick. Surf lessons was dope.
Why'd you go back to the service industry?
Just like getting burnt out on going to the beach. Like when you have to go to the beach every single day, you're in a wetsuit for 8 hours. You're like, there'd be times in August where I'd be so cold to the bone just being in the water and out of the water and in the water and out of the water with the, like, not being able to take your wetsuit off.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I'd be wearing a suit that you'd wear in January in August in the sun because I was so, like, it just takes being in the sun all day.
He became a fish, bro.
In and out of the water.
I want to sympathize, bro, but damn.
Yeah, damn. I would sympathize if, like, I didn't know how much money you fucking surf instructors made, so.
Oh, I just mean it's like
the beach
and the ocean is a pretty sick office. Like, I hear you about being cold, bobbing up in there all day, but like, damn.
I feel like giving private surf lessons must be the real shit, because it's like
you got people. I taught a 97-year-old dude how to surf, and it was the last thing on his bucket list. Like, that was super cool. But then you'd have like the dad from New York.
Did you drop in on him?
It's like, learn to fucking surf, idiot.
Baptism by fire, bitch.
And pay me.
That's sick, though. Did he get up there?
He did. We do hour lessons, but I was in the water with him for an hour and a half, but he finally did it. It was pretty dope.
That's sick.
The 97-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
That's tight.
But you'd have dads with three kids from New York that just like, their kids suck at it. Like point blank. Like, they're just yelling at them.
Yeah,
like, stand up. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. Dude, your kid hates this.
Yeah.
He hates it.
That sucks.
Just let him play in the fucking waves.
Your kid can't swim and you're like telling him to go surfing and that he can do better. It's just like,
that's brutal.
Just was over it. It was great. Both my sisters did it for a while. My sister still currently runs one of the surf camps.
Sick.
It's super fun, but just wanted to do something different.
So
where'd you go?
I was kind of still teaching surf lessons at the time, but my uncle opened a pizza truck.
Called
Pizza by Fire. And we would do like the beach nights and private events. We'd like tow this trailer with a wood fired oven in it. And we would,
how's that? Is that like hot as fuck in there?
Yeah. The oven's 900, like between 750 and 900 degrees. And it was like a landscape trailer.
That kind of shit is not meant to be contained in a vehicle.
Like, no, the oven was half of the fucking building.
That shit's nuts.
It was pretty wild. It was hot as fuck. But I just did it because it was fun. Like, he was doing it. I like didn't even get paid. The first day I just walked in, just like, he was getting buried. I was like, what can I do? He's like, make these pizzas. And I just started dressing pies.
Just
cooking. And it just turned into like, I just showed back. I was already at the beach teaching lessons, and that happens at like 6. So I would just like chill for an hour
and then hop on
the truck.
And then it became more.
Yeah, we were doing events. It was kind of like his family business. And then I just helped him out.
That's sick.
Yeah.
So how long did you do that for?
Probably about 2 summers, like 1.5 summers. And I met this guy, Steve, that owns Eddie's Barbecue.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And then I started working.
Is it still a thing?
He's doing some catering again. I just saw it pop up, but he closed the location and sold the truck.
All right. Well, let's get a few years back.
Yeah, because I feel like that business is like totally a flash in the pan.
I forgot about it until you came over today. And I shouldn't have, because I did enjoy it. So.
Let's talk about
Eddie's Barbecue truck.
Speak on that.
Truck to start.
Eddie's Barbecue was an era. It was pretty sick.
Yeah, what is that era? 2013? 2015?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It was a while ago.
We'll look it up. We'll put it in post.
Google or something.
It was BC.
Yeah, it was definitely BC.
Before COVID.
Yeah.
It was cool. It started out as a food truck. Like a real old food truck. Like, he had bought this food truck from another guy who had bought it from another guy. And it was
janky.
It was a hoopty for sure. It was like the suspension was real loose.
It was rickety.
You go around corners and just everything opens and flies out.
Damn, that's gnarly.
But yeah, it started. It was just like parked at his house and he would drive the truck and I would meet him at the beach. So I wouldn't ever drive the truck.
You were the first person.
I was the first person.
How'd you get like intertwined?
Just because of my uncle. We'd do food truck nights at the beach. It was,
and he was like, "Yo, you're doing food truck shit."
I just like food truck shit. Yeah, we would trade pizza for barbecue or whatever. And then like I got to talking to him, and it just kind of, my uncle ended up selling the pizza truck.
Yeah,
and then Steve hired me at Eddie's. He had the first truck, and then we started doing events, and like he has 2 kids. Actually, he has 3 kids now, so he would have to do stuff sometimes, but he'd still have these events scheduled.
Sure.
So I started having to drive the truck. And this thing was... I consider myself a pretty good driver, but that thing is fucking... It was.
Do like, you?
Yeah. I drive extremely fast.
That's a way to do it.
I do drive very fast, but I would say that I'm a good driver.
Anyway, so Eddie Tucci's barbecue truck.
Started going to events, and then he ended up selling the original truck and upgraded another truck.
Nice. That must have been a thrill.
Actually, excuse me, I misspoke. I missed something. He started the brick and mortar in between getting the new truck and having the old truck.
Okay, so
we had the old truck.
Well, hold on. The truck, go back to the truck for a second. So the truck was just like a huge hit, would you say?
The truck was doing really well.
But what did you guys make for barbecue? Like, was it basic or did you have an extensive menu? Like,
it was pretty basic and rudimentary. There was no like smoker or anything like that. It was all done in ovens and
stoves.
It's not like Texas barbecue.
It wasn't like briskets and shit.
There was like briskets, but it was like roasted. Mm-hmm. It was just different. Pulled pork. Yeah.
Brisket.
Did you do ribs and shit? Like boiled. Like in barbecue sauce and water on the flat top or on the range for like 3 hours.
Until it's done.
Yeah.
Until it's done. Like when you put a tong on it and it falls apart, pull it off.
That's the way we would do it at the mess too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Just like
same thing.
Drown it in beer and shit.
Yeah. This was just water and sweet baby rice.
Dude, sick.
Slaw?
It's good slaw. He made a pineapple slaw. So it was all like a green coleslaw with pineapple, salt, pepper.
Vinegar-based or like mayo-based?
It was mayo-based, but like that coleslaw dressing, it's not like the mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what I'm talking about?
It's like...
It just says coleslaw dressing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's like a lighter, slightly sugary mayo.
Sure.
It's almost like QP.
Damn.
A little bit.
It was good. I was never a coleslaw person, but the pineapple really turned me on to the like... I wanted to try it, and then I would make it, and I hate mayonnaise, so I would just make it with light mayonnaise, so it was more of like crisp, and I started to like that.
Does coleslaw suck?
No, dude. You're a kid,
it kind of does. Like, it's not bad, but like,
well, it's like, are you talking about standard like American coleslaw or slaws in general? Because like, I feel like
just most slaws.
When you're a kid, you ever see is like diner coleslaw or whatever. And you're like, that's gross. I don't want to fuck with that.
That's what I want.
I
never see that.
You get older, like you get good
slaw. Y'all want coleslaw. I want old slaw, dog.
Damn, dude. Bars.
I would say like the coleslaw that comes out of the bag with the shredded carrots and you just slap some fucking mayonnaise on it is disgusting. But like if you have like a red cabbage with some red bell pepper.
I'm just saying the majority of slaws are trash.
I would agree
I'm just asking. I don't, you know.
Three votes for coleslaw sucks. Yeah. That could be a t-shirt.
Coleslaw sucks. I ride for slaw.
You're going to ride for slaw?
I'll ride for slaw.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
He's riding for slaw.
I ride for slaw. Okay. Write it down.
I ride for slaw.
Fucking ride for slaw. Okay, people. All right. Write it down. Jeez. Slaw gang.
The establishment slaw sucked.
Nah, dude, that was one of the ones that like opened my eyes to like, oh,
slaw.
You can have talking about coleslaw. Because
it was mayo-less slaw. It didn't have mayo, and that was like a revelation.
Oh, God.
Anywho.
So young and naive.
Dude, you get them slaws on those street tacos, bro?
You know the laws of slaw.
Dude, slaw is the law, and I ride for it, bro.
Okay, I mean, you're riding for slaw. All right,
back to Eddie's Barbecue. So, the truck was a hit, and then they opened the brick and mortar.
So the beach... Steve, the guy who started Eddie's, he was part of the start of the beach night. So what the beach night was like, started, I think, at 7 food trucks every Monday and Wednesday night.
At Gansett Beach?
They would post up at Gansett Beach parking lot. Like they would cone it all up a few hours before. And it started to take off just as like a new thing, like right when food trucks were coming on down there. They were hot and new. It was already like big up here, but... Down there, it was like that was the start of any food trucks.
You're a real trendsetter in the game, bro.
I have to interrupt here. Can we talk about how that dude in Charlestown, like the... You definitely saw this, Alan, that like police chief in Charlestown or something made a quote saying that like they were having like a food truck night and that he didn't want... It wasn't the one on Narragansett Beach. It was one in Charlestown. And he said, we didn't want those types of people coming to our food truck events talking about people from the city.
Oof.
It was so brutal.
That checks out so hard for Charlestown. Brutal.
I was like, how is this a headline in 2022?
How is it surprising in 2022? I mean, come on, bro. This is Charlestown we're talking about.
It was wild.
Dude. I mean, I feel like that's par for the course.
Also,
that's to be expected from people like that.
I'm not riding for slaw. I'm not riding for food trucks either, dude. Food trucks suck.
I mean, I think
food trucks are like detrimental when they post up in places that there are restaurants on the side of the road. Like if I had like a brick and mortar and somebody like parked their food truck out front, I would probably like stab their fucking tires out or something. Get the fuck away from my restaurant.
Food trucks as a thing are, I think, inherently great because
you ever been to the food truck park in like New Haven off 95? It's like,
I know what you're talking about.
That's when you go,
everyone knows
when you go to a music festival, this is like the only way to get gas through. Like when you go to a music festival and then you get up in the morning all fucked up and there's like a truck slanging breakfast burritos. Ooh, baby.
Yeah, I'm not I don't really go to music festivals.
Yeah, we know. You but, Herb.
I'm not doing that shit either. Fuck
so
that.
So outside of the music festival world, fuck. They're just not
riding for slaw.
What's your beef with food trucks?
Not riding for.
They usually aren't good.
These are our brethren of the service industry.
I think shout out to everyone grinding. I'm about getting that paper, and I'm about being creative with food and all that good shit.
Things he's about that paper, getting creative with food.
Not slaw though.
Not slaw.
But like, I just anytime I've ever gone to like an event, a public event where it's like. Aside from Rhythm and Roots, I'm cutting off. But like a public event that's like, hey, there's going to be like 3 or 4 food trucks. Blah, blah, blah. More times than not, the food's trash.
Bro, what is your...
That's a hot take.
I mean,
more times than not.
I mean, there are some bad food trucks. There are some good food trucks. But I fail to understand how you think food trucks like as a concept are bad.
Yeah,
like,
that doesn't make any
sense. I think it's tough to pull off.
I think it's a genius idea where it's like you can and I think the beauty of food trucks is like you can get much better food from food trucks than typical portable food stand type locations. Like if you're at a fucking, if you're at a Little League game and there's like the Little League Town of South Kingstown concession stand, and then there's like a food truck, like you're going to get the food at the food truck. Like it's like, oh, that's real food. You know what I mean? There's bad food trucks and good ones.
But if that concession stand,
dude, there's some good snack bars.
If that snack bar is like burger and fries, $4, I'll be like, yo, it's $4 for burger and fries. Where like that food truck's gonna be like, Cajun lobster roll, $16.99.
You're talking about price point into it. I mean, I guess I could see that point, but like, come
I'm
on,
just
bro.
Bringing all factors in.
I think Decott's just talking food.
I think food trucks are a good idea and concept. Like they're fucking mobile restaurants.
Yeah. Oh, of course you said.
Don't kick the thing. I'm gonna ride for food trucks during this fire.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Like how, bro?
They're smoking.
Barely though.
Can I use this?
Usually this is the first time.
Just open the fucking door.
All right, we're good. We're good, Decott.
Yeah, but it's going to just happen again in 1 second.
I don't think so.
It will, dude.
I'm going to keep smoking.
This has happened before.
I'm not done.
Listen, I'm not trying to make it out like I'm trying to hate on people that are trying to start a business or trying to make some money or just trying to slang some good food.
You're trying to take down
I'm
food
just
trucks.
Saying more times than not, the food trucks aren't that great.
Okay. I mean,
Eddie's barbecue was pretty good.
Yeah, let's get back.
I actually never had it off the truck though. I only had it from the brick and mortar.
I think the food we had like more freedom and the quality of the food was probably better right when we opened the brick and mortar because we had the fry later. We did all hand fresh cut fries, which were really good. Mac and cheese made on a like right on the range in a pan, like mm-hmm. the order you'd have pre-boiled.
Just things you couldn't do in a food truck.
Yeah, you couldn't do it. You didn't have a range. We just had like a big flat top in the truck and a refrigerator, and that was it. Like a cooler full of soda. It was pretty. The first one was pretty.
So this roasting of all the briskets and stuff, was that getting done in the truck or like he's doing that at home?
It was not done all on the truck. Sometimes it would go on the truck, like on the flat top, and just
like that's what I'm saying. Like you cook the pulled pork like.
I'll say that there was no commissary involved, and it was near impossible to cook everything on the truck.
Yeah, like what I'm saying, like you're prepping the food somewhere else.
He was just cooking it where he could.
And then on the truck, you're just heating.
He was cooking it where he could.
You like put a glob of pulled pork on the flat top to heat it up.
Yes, it would be cold. And then when I started working on the truck, we started getting super busy. And I was like, this is the stupidest thing ever. We're cooking this shit. We're cooling it. And then we're making it cool again. Like, why don't we just heat up two third pans and put them in like a like a double boil.
Yeah.
And have hot chicken and hot pork. Cause like
this is ready to go.
Pork quesadilla. It was a pulled pork grilled cheese, pulled pork sandwich.
At a certain point, yeah, you can't be heating that to order.
Pulled pork Reuben, chicken sandwich, chicken quesadilla. Like,
you need that flat top space for the quesadillas themselves.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't, you're just back to like weeded in 20 minutes at the, like the old way. But once we made it more efficient, it was sick. It just, you could bang out so much. He was like, whoa. It's like so much more efficient.
Yeah, you're smart, he's bro. Like,
we should keep doing this.
So what happened with the brick and mortar? Did it ever take off? Because I feel like Eddie's Barbecue was a place I heard a lot about, and I don't know if I ever wound up going once.
Every stoner in Bonnet Shores definitely was up in that bitch all the
time. There were some frequent flyers, like 4 days a week, just saying
without
kids
dropping any names.
I could name like 10 people that 4 days a week. And Ben Sullivan was the next was person that B-Sol started working
legend.
There. And
shout out B-Sol.
Shout out B-Sol.
B-Sol worked at the establishment. Dude, we got to get B-Sol. Texting him right now.
That'd be a good. He'd be a good.
He'd be a great guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how it works. All right, you're witnessing behind the scenes the booking. So the place was popping for a while. The brick and mortar.
Yeah, it was. There was not a single healthy option in.
It's a barbecue, baby.
But like nothing. There was no collard greens. There was no. It was like mac and cheese. Coleslaw was the closest thing to a salad you were going to get.
Well, it's. I mean, you're not expecting that at a barbecue place, I think.
Didn't the owner drink like mad Mountain Dew?
Dude, like we would be busy on the truck and he would be
cranking dues.
Like probably six dues in a shift, dude. It's like
bouncing this man off the was wall. Just doing the no dues
cigarettes.
So
he did not smoke cigarettes, but he would just fucking crush Mountain Dew.
That's so
just like Sean White.
Like you'd walk in at 8 a.m. and he was like on his second one. And you're like, bro,
that's brutal.
Fuck coffee. I'm just gonna have Mountain Dew at 7 a.m.
Fucking brutal.
Does Mountain Dew have caffeine?
Oh yeah. Mountain Dew is fucking that's like battery ass. Dude, that shit is fuck. You're pouring into a cup,
yeah,
dude.
It's like you can charge your phone in that
fucking bath salts, bro.
Drop it in, you're good to go.
I really want like an episode of how it's made with Mountain Dew.
I will say though, Baja Blast is gas.
It's
like Mountain Dew and Blue Gatorade mixed together, more or less. It was pretty good.
Aren't they making like alcoholic ones now?
I think they are, yeah.
Don't they have like, aren't they?
They were doing like coffee for a while.
Like they got like, feel like they got Taco Bell cantinas where you can get like,
no doubt.
A Baja Blast with vodka in it or some shit.
Yeah, with a can sticking out of it or something stupid.
Yeah.
What?
I think Google Taco Bell cantina right now. I feel like there's ones that have like liquor licenses and shit.
Definitely not.
Nowhere near here.
But like, I also thought, were they selling like a Baja Blast, like frozen alcohol thing that you could like put in your freezer? Or am I making that up?
I don't think Taco, definitely not here. Taco Bell never had.
Yeah, definitely not alcohol. Here. But I just think I remember hearing about it.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
There's one in Fall River.
Yo, let's go. That's how we do it in the Riv, kid.
Oh my God. Shut up.
No, but look for details on it. See if there's like.
Yeah, I'm looking.
We'll cut it all the time.
Twisted Freezes, bro.
Let's go.
What the fuck, dude? They have Taco Bells that serve booze. This is unreal.
Welcome to the Riv, baby. Let's do it.
And they're open till 2 a.m.? Like, what?
Why are we not recording from within there right now?
What the fuck is up, Denny's?
Yeah, so we're going.
Hey, let's just end the app.
Did I just fuck up? No, that was my headphone. Never mind.
All right, so yeah, now that
we
know
that. The Taco Bell Cantina alcohol drink menu features an assortment of beers, wine, sangria, and twisted freezes, including your favorite fermented alcohol.
Sounds like
let's go,
liquor.
Dude. Like what?
Yeah, bro.
How long has this been a thing? A
couple of years.
They got 3.2 stars out of 5.
Dude, let's go.
Yo, the one in Fall Riv closes at 3 a.m.
Bro, come to the Riv.
I'll come to the Riv.
Let's go.
I've got work till 3 tomorrow.
Fuck all the Portuguese restaurants. We're going to the Taco Bell Cantina. Authentic food, bro.
Yeah, well, speaking of, Alan here, I always fuck up every episode. I meant to open with it, but Alan filmed our one and only food review
at New at the old New Wave.
Yes. Alan is the Rags to Dishes videographer.
Yeah.
He's a member of Rags to Dishes LLC.
Yes, he is.
Took me 2 years to get a sticker, but yeah, I'm in there.
Damn, bro.
I don't even think I got a sticker.
Dude, talk your shit, bro.
That's for anyone else listening out there. I gave Alan a sticker like 2 weeks ago.
So. That was his first sticker, bro?
Maybe.
Damn, bro, that's cold.
He wouldn't come up on the pod, bro.
Yeah, that's why.
He videoed our shit, bro.
I didn't have stickers at the time.
Oh, damn. All right, so Eddie's Barbecue. Take us from there. What made you leave that place?
Well, I don't know. The Oceanus. I had a friend, a friend that was said, basically just you should work in the front of the house. Like, you have a personality, you like to talk to people, you never shut the fuck up. Like, you shouldn't be in the kitchen.
That was a good call.
Yeah, for sure. So that's when I started. I applied it to Ocean Mist.
You were already in so thick with the Ocean Mist at that point.
I knew mad people that were there.
You were there every night, bro.
Ticket Tuesday, I would be so fucking drunk in the line out front. And that's when I would ask for a job. So
we got to talk. Can I speak for a moment about you at Ticket Tuesday when I was a bouncer? So I was a bouncer and before Alan worked there. And I feel like even more so after you worked there, Alan was always coming up to me like, Decott, this guy's got to go. You got to kick this guy out. This fucking kid did this. Dude, you were like, this guy's got to go. It
was just so snitching.
No, it was just people at the fucking Ocean Mist, dude. Like, the shit that I saw at the Ocean Mist, I don't even think should be made. Like, people do the dumbest shit down there.
Speak. Yeah, speak on it.
I don't know if this should stay
in the pod. We can cut it out later if you want.
So but it was Ticket Tuesday. And I was the bar back for Ticket Tuesday. I really like to go super fast. I like to run around.
He was a savage, y'all.
I just would sprint around, get ice.
No, Alan worked in the Belmont Meat Market, too. We haven't even talked about that.
Fuck, I totally forgot about that.
Forgot about your own work.
Alan was the meat man for a minute.
Sean Perry worked there, and it was so sick, dude. He showed me that song, You Don't Even Know It, by Rick Ross.
That's not Rick Ross. Oh, yeah.
He was packing me. He's like, you don't even know
it. Isn't that the song where he talks about non-consensually slipping Molly and some girl's drink?
Yeah, like,
she don't even know it.
Slip Molly in a drink.
Bill Cosby shit right there from Rick Ross.
For real.
Anyway,
former corrections officer, Rick Ross.
Damn, dude.
Nah, dude, I kind of fuck with Rick Ross, but
yo, he know.
Maybach music, Maybach music.
Wow. I was like, for a second, I was like, what is he doing?
All right, Maybach music was hard.
So Alan was like a frequenter of the Ocean Mist for a while, and like he knew everybody that worked there.
Back when he was
everybody that worked there knew him. And so it was just a moment of time before Alan started working there. And
getting a job there was so fucking annoying to me because Katie, the manager, the only time I would ever ask for a job is after waiting in line at the Ocean Mist to get in on Tuesday night. So I would be absolutely fucking cocked.
Who your fucking job?
I was like, yeah, how do I get a job here? This place is great. I love to work. And she'd be like, just kill the fucking site.
Yeah.
And then one day she was just like, fill out an application. Like, so kindly. And I walked inside, wasted, and filled out this application.
You probably need a barback's bad.
Yeah. At the time, though, it was like Betsy and...
Was Lil Sarah still... Or did Lil Sarah move to bartender?
She would move
because,
up.
Like, you got hired,
me,
basically.
Ethan. I got Ethan.
Oh, yeah. Ethan was there, in there. And
Liam started working, so it was like us three.
Big Lee came up
at the same time. Shout out, Big Lee.
Shout out, Big Lee. So get back to this story that you were getting into when you were barback and you're sprinting around.
So super busy night. Like Ticket Tuesday.
Used to be lit.
BC was wild. Like 500 people waiting outside. People would drive from
shoulder to shoulder.
Like Hartford.
The summer I turned 21, I remember going there a lot before I moved back
like
to New York.
We would wait in line for like 45 minutes, an hour.
Yeah. The line was deep.
Depending on what time you got there. But
if you got there after
8:30, like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, okay. You're in line. So it gets super busy at the side stage. Like a bunch of people would congregate over at the ice machine. And they would just like use it as a back, like
like leverage point so they could grind with chicks that were just like bent over on
the
floor.
The right better now. Term is daggering, bro, because like it was like so in this one corner would be the Rastas every week, like the real Rastas that were coming because it was reggae night. Like for those that don't know, Ticket Tuesday was like the college night at the bar. It was also all reggae music all night, $5 at the door, and then you get two drink tickets. So all the college kids would come out, but then there were all these Rasta dudes that were just coming out because it was like reggae club night. And they came out to fucking club, dude. And like, yeah, whenever they would dance with chicks, they would just be straight palms on the floor, like daggering and shit. And I seen so many fucking white girls come, like white college girls go over and like dance for one song with a dude and then walk away like, holy shit. Just like, sure. Like, damn, like they just got put through a washing machine and some shit. They were like, damn, that was funny. But dude, that whole corner, you were right, dude. It would just be thick with people like and just posting.
The ice machine was just such a necessity for me as a barback. I had to get to the
constantly.
Ice
machine.
Alan just there yelling, "Get out of the way!"
No, Alan, get out of the way. I used to just take a bucket of ice and just run.
He with loved the bucket it, of ice bro.
Just
you
bounce off people.
I used
people
to like,
what the fuck? I'm like, fuck you! Dude, I gotta get the ice to the bar.
Alan would just like walk so assertively like through people and be like, "I'm coming through." Like you, I could tell like he fucking loved it.
I
just
loved
be like,
it.
"Get the fuck out of the way!"
It's like fucking shark with blood in the water.
Yeah.
Dude.
So
shark long, around, shark tooching.
For this specific story, I
Alan used to do that too.
We would turn the lights off in the kitchen. So the kitchen runs parallel to the hallway that this the ice machine.
I think I hope so this is the story. I think it
it's
is.
It, I don't think that you could think of anything else.
go ahead, keep going.
So turn the lights off in the kitchen so people wouldn't go in there. So you got like the two swinging doors and they're closed. The lights are off. So I know where the lights are and I walk in and I drop something. So I turn the lights on and there's, I don't, it's like so fucking ridiculous to even say out loud. There's just this girl on her knees on a prep table getting fucked. And I froze.
Stand up doggy.
I was like, well, get the fuck out. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, total loss of words, but I just kept like,
dude, they had total loss of inhibitions, bro. Like, dude,
so
the audacity to just be like, we fuck
you. You know, one of them was a chef because they were like, I got an idea.
Dude, this story is insane. There's no chef. This guy was fucking freshly out of jail like that day. So
yeah.
I just had like, I didn't know what to say. I literally was at such a loss for words. And
how old were they?
Like 25, 30. The guy was probably 30, 35. And she was probably like 25, 28.
Wasted?
Yeah. She had like a fucking insane clown posse hat on backwards. Like it was
whoa whoa. Shout out JR.
So the ice machine, I went through the kitchen to try to get to the ice machine. Just, I see this. I just so I
no bruises, bro.
I opened the back door to the kitchen.
Get off me.
And the back door to the restaurant is right there. So I'm like just
There's a door to
I'm
outside
in complete
right
awe,
there.
And like right across the way from that door is the head bouncer. So I was like, I open the door and I'm like, Tony, and I like yell at him, and he's like, what? And I was like, they're fucking, and he was like, they're what? I was like, there are people having sex in the kitchen on a prep table, dude.
Dude, from the I can picture this perfectly.
Wait, so when
in my
you
mind.
Turn the lights on, they didn't
like,
stop.
They like they kind of like both just looked, and then I was like, "Get the fuck out of here!"
Deer in headlights, bro.
Oh, total deer in headlights. It was fucked, scarring. But
I remember. I realized that was a story you were telling halfway through. Like I didn't know when you first started, but that as soon as you were like, "Oh, the kitchen by the ice machine," I was like, so, "Oh, I know."
After this, like after I talked to Tony goes in. There was like always a detail cop there went in, and like every single bouncer is all of a sudden like in the kitchen.
Fuck those cops. For the record, fuck those cops.
Got
all cops.
Dude, go QT.
Pants on ankles. And let's like, get the fuck out. Like, you guys got to come outside. So they arrest them immediately for like indecent exposure or something like that. We start to find out it's in a kitchen. So it's like a food
It's like a closed
kitchen. It's definitely not an okay thing to do.
Technically, they were not, in privacy.
No, not cool. Not cool at all. That's fucked.
Were the lights really off?
Off.
Worth getting arrested? I don't know.
I don't.
Technically,
those cops sucked.
Yeah, they got walked in on, technically.
Dude, I will say I was out there once doing like the, as a bouncer there, like there was always two guys at the door, one collecting money and one like giving out the tickets or whatever. And I was out there once, and that's where the detail cops are. And so if you're the two bouncers standing out front all night, excuse me, you were pretty much hanging out with some cops all night. And I remember one night when I was out there, this fucking cop like started, like this kid was like maybe mildly mouthy to the cop, but like really nothing. And the cop and like fucking the cop wound up like arresting him or detaining him because like literally the kind of like, oh, you can't talk to me like that because I'm a cop. Like I'm arresting, I'm detaining you for being rude to me or some.
What did he say?
What the kid say?
Yeah.
I don't remember. And like, I don't like, cause it was such a thing that we're like, the kid was like, whatever, we're leaving or something. And he's like, whatever. Like, it was like something like that. Like, it was something so innocent that I was just like, this cop is on a power trip. And it was like embarrassing and to watch. Like,
I never really had a problem with any of the cops.
Yeah, you were thick as thieves with them motherfuckers. You were all.
It's because you know everyone in the fucking state.
It's because he loves cop, bro. Dude. Everybody was like, you should get chummy with the cops. You should get chummy with the cops because it's like, it's real sick when, like, to know all the cops at SK because then you get pulled over and you'll be sit, you'll be straight. And I was like, yeah, I never really like reached out to them that much. What was that one dude's name? The young one?
The young one.
The younger cop that was always.
The military one?
Yeah, what was his name? So it was like an S name or something. Like everybody called him by his like last name or something.
Moriarty?
I don't know. I remember.
Sags.
Sags.
James Sagarellis. His family owns PJ's Pub across from the establishment.
So fucking Sags.
Wow.
So everybody's like, yeah, you should get to know the cops. And then, like, you know, they can do you favors and, like, letting you go when you get pulled over and some shit. Then I got a fucking Dewey leaving the mist one night, right? And I remember after getting my Dewey.
Forgot that happened.
I remember after I got my Dewey, I think it was Alan told me that Sag said, oh man, if I had pulled him over, I probably would have just let him go home. And I was like, I don't want to hear that. Like, after you get a DUI, like, you're in such a deep depression and, like, think that you're a piece of shit and, like, you are a piece of shit. And, like, you feel so low. And the guy's like, oh, if I would have pulled him over, none of this would have happened. And you're like, cool, thanks. I was like, I don't know how that helps me. Awesome. Also, you shouldn't have let me go, dude. I was fucked up. What the fuck? But yeah, anyway, fuck those cops. But dude, tell us some more about your experiences working at the Mist. That was a wild one, but there was some wild shit going on there all the time.
It was always just so busy. And it was like, I worked every Tuesday, Monday days, Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, Friday nights, Saturday days, Sunday days. So, all like most of the busy shifts. And it was, there was a rotation, but I found myself on most of them most of the time.
Do you remember when there was a guy that got in trouble with the police in front of the bar? And I remember it being daylight. So it must have been like a Saturday or Sunday. This motherfucker got arrested and got tased by the cops. And
yeah,
Morgan had a video.
That was this girl's, this girl I know's father.
Well, this dude, I remember.
I don't know her well, but she was from Roy's, and it was like a acquaintance of an acquaintance that I knew, like met from the bar, and she like
you know everyone.
She was crying, dude. It was bad.
It was bad, dude.
It was really bad. I saw one of the
bartenders had a fucking video of the occasion. What, and they were like arresting him and he was like resisting or some shit.
And then he was like, I don't know if it was roid rage or a bunch of cocaine or something, but that dude was fucking.
He was struggling and they were struggling to deal with him and they fucking tase him
And he was like, that's all you got, tape. You fucking pussy.
You don't got enough fucking pump. Like,
he was like screaming. He's like, that's all you fucking got. And like, dude, it was
he bad. Fucking ate the taser like a champ.
Straight up.
It was beastly shit. He got tased and was like, yeah, get rid of it. It was so fucking gnarly, dude.
Ate it.
And the craziest thing about the whole thing is it was like, yo, it's 3:30 p.m. right now. It is fucking daylight.
On a Sunday. I don't even think it was that late. Yeah, maybe.
It was fucking light outside. It was nuts.
That's actually badass. It doesn't even...
If you get like arrested for being like a drunk asshole in public, that sucks. But if for whatever reason they tase you and you eat it, it's like, dude. All right, I mean, that guy was an asshole, but that was pretty cool.
Every video I've ever seen of someone taking a taser on the chin is so sick. Because the cops just look, oh, fuck.
I mean, I remember back in the day, people bringing pepper spray to the skate park and just pepper spraying each other.
That's
just to see what it was like.
The amount of shit that we just did to see what happened.
Well, I mean, no, the amount of things
I never pepper sprayed myself. That's for sure. No,
this is what Jackass did to a generation of young men. Like, this is the influence of Johnny Knoxville. Dude,
Jackass rules.
I know it's Jackass great. Rules. It's great, but
Jackass rules.
I think we could like, all.
I'm not standing by slaw or food trucks, but I'm standing by Jackass. I'm riding for Jackass.
You're riding for Bam, dude.
Honestly, straight up, I hope Bam's doing better.
Yeah,
he's on a Kanye thing too.
Yeah,
does he still have the purple Lambo?
I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah,
probably not. Safe
money. I don't think so. He had that Lambo in like 2002.
It's got a breathalyzer in it.
What was his show? Viva La Bam.
Hell yeah!
Well, and then like you don't know what Viva La Bam was
like. Better than Jackass in most ways.
Yeah.
Because it was like less Jackass and more just like
shit in Jackass is just like, dude,
too much.
Fuck that. Too like much. I'm not putting a lobster on my dick. Like I'm just
Or like Wild Boys, like Steve-O puts the hook through his cheek.
Dude, fuck that. That's so fucking dumb.
Viva La Bam was more like
skateboarding and dirt bikes.
Prank based. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to cover this dude's car in mustard.
Don Vito. Don Vito just get fucked over.
Don Vito, he did something.
I thought he was like a child molester or something.
He got arrested for like groping women.
For sure.
I don't think it was a child molester, but like sexual assault.
Don Vito got canceled
and then he died.
And then he died.
His life was canceled.
Well, they used to, like, the whole thing was that they said that, like, Bam would say that his family lived near Three Mile Island and was, like, affected by radiation, and that's why Don Vito was so fucked.
Yeah. Oh, man.
R.I.P., but I'm pretty sure he went to, like, Pelly's or some shit.
Don Vito?
Yeah, like, he used to go to Pelly's all the time.
Shout out Pelly's.
Yeah, that's
like I love Pelly's.
I know you
Let's go shoot some dots, bro.
Dude, Pelly's just did a full revamp. June 7th, I'm pretty sure, they opened it all up. Mm. And they have two pool tables now, a shuffleboard table, two more bathrooms.
Damn. So
it's like shuffleboard.
So they took all over the...
Can we talk about the high school reunion for a second? How terrible is Whalers? That place sucks.
Oh, yeah, you had
place,
your reunion.
The reunion was fun, but that place sucks.
Why?
My favorite part about Whalers is Butterhead.
I don't know what that is.
Butterhead is... We're going to go back to food trucks real quick.
Oh, it's a food truck?
Butterhead is a local food truck from South County, and their shit is so good.
Okay, like but that doesn't count towards Whalers because it's a food truck.
I wouldn't go if Butterhead's not there. I don't really
He hates
go.
Food trucks, dude. It's not going to make him think
No, but if it's a good food truck, I'm just saying most.
Max would... He would like it.
So what? Well, tell us why Whalers sucks.
Most. Wait, dude, there's so many
It's
reasons.
Just like...
But let's hear them.
One...
so loud. It's fucking so loud.
It's very loud.
Yeah, I can
like
see
Like, people
that.
Just screaming. Just
the acoustics in there, I feel like, are probably terrible, too, because it's like a big-ass warehouse.
They have this giant, awesome space that's spread out, and could... Like, I remember when it first opened, I was like, oh, whoa, like, this could be really cool. And it just seems like they've done nothing with it since they've opened. With a company, they've done a lot, but that like, location sucks.
Well, like, what should they be doing?
My favorite part.
I don't know.
Is the
it's
bathrooms.
Like, why the fuck is dude the bathrooms?
There's one bathroom.
First off,
one stall.
There's two bathrooms, and they're not you know, it's boy girl, not gender inclusive, which is just like,
I feel like many places are like that. So for that to be, I feel like every bar that you go to is probably like that.
Not up here.
Oh, yeah, true.
Not up in the urban areas that are with the times.
Well, ones that can add a new bathroom. Anyway, I feel like a lot of places can just add
that.
A new
that aside, the bathroom has like a shitter and a pisser and no lock.
There's no partition. So you're just, it's a little button.
I had to take a shit the whole time, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Bro, I just think it's the dumbest layout ever. It's, like, it's terrible.
And it's like you would take a shit when you're out of the bar, bro.
You gotta shit. Yeah, what the fuck? And I didn't. I didn't shit because I was like, I don't know what the fuck's up with this stupid ass bathroom. Like the bar itself, where they're serving the beer out of, is tiny, and it's this enormous space. Like, I don't understand why they're confined to this little space. There's like two pool tables in this enormous space. It's a huge space and there's nothing in there. Like, what are you guys doing? Got all this money. There's a bunch of fucking picnic tables in there. Like, bring something interesting in there.
Thad and Turtle work there. I go to see those boys.
Turtle?
Turtle is one of the guys that runs the tap room. He's the fucking man.
Not
Jerry Ferreira.
Not Bike Stop Turtle.
No.
Okay. Not like old man crackhead Turtle.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No way.
Different Turtle.
You're saying I know Turtle?
You would know Turtle from The Oceanist.
Okay.
He's a...
the dude that looks like a turtle.
A stocky guy with a big beard, always wears a hat. He has a friend.
The dude from Whalers.
Yeah. You'd know him. He's a great dude. And Thad Wahlberg.
Legendary Thad. But that's like a personnel thing. I'm just talking about the space itself.
I didn't go there for a long time. Yeah, I didn't go there for a long time because I'm not really a fan of the beer. But
did we establish that there were three Thads that worked at the Oyster Bar or just two?
Thad Chappell, Thad Wahlberg.
Did she say there was a third?
I think there was a third.
I feel like we haven't touched on how epic that is how it says so much about the Oyster Bar that there are three people that worked there named Thaddeus.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Drake had his shit in line, right? He knew what he was doing.
Wow.
He knew whose DMs he was popping in and out of.
Yep.
He knew which waitresses were working Friday nights. Okay, I should stop.
He knew when that hotline blinked, dude. Anyway, Alan's on his phone now. I think we're done. Alan's checked out.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, we're good. Hey, at least we literally did run out of grapes and cheeses. Yeah. I just realized.
Reload the fucking food bowl.
I told you that would happen.
I didn't realize it's only a
piece of meat. We gotta go to Oneyville and get some hot wings.
All right, Alan. I'm actually down. Let's finish this the right way here. Let's ask our classic questions here. You know, the one that I hate the most, kitchen injuries. You ever see any? Any ever happen to you?
I've cut myself a few times, but nothing too crazy. I did watch somebody drop tongs into a boiling pot of water for lobsters and just go for the tongs. Like
instinctually without thinking.
Just like no thought whatsoever. Just straight up like drop the tongs in and like to the elbow. Just into
the elbow?
To the elbow. Like,
you know, wow. No,
just like just straight up, like, they did it so fast. They just, like,
dude.
It was pretty brutal. I don't
get halfway down a finger without pulling out.
It was.
They must have a lot of kids.
Nickel for every time I heard that.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked.
Pull out game strong.
That was like one of those, like,
fuck y'all.
It just like made you more timid for the rest of the day. Like, if you had to go get a lobster, you were like,
did he go home?
Really? Oh, yeah, he went to the ER.
Yeah, okay.
He went to the ER.
Damn. So, how about
worst customers you've had to deal with? Because I know you're a mouthy fuck.
I mean, there's gotta be a million people from the bar.
Yeah,
unfortunately, Alan knows everyone. So, I got to imagine anyone that ever gave him lip was a tourist, correct? Except for the guy through the rock.
Most of the time, yeah. And then there's just like, I can't think of anything specifically off the top of my head, but just people like don't think that they have something on their tab. Like if there's five beers and I bought you a beer and you don't remember that I bought you a beer, or like you drink Miller Lite and there's a Bud Light on your tab that you bought for somebody else. Like,
and they're like, over four, this Bud Light?
Over $4, these people would fucking lose their minds.
I feel like it was a classic Ticket Tuesday thing that people will go there, college kids will go there with literally $5.
I would throw quarters at people's head, like just throw them back.
I was about to ask you, who do you think is the most savage bartender that you worked with at the Ocean Mist?
Danny Fogarty.
And why is it Dan Fogarty? That's literally what I was going to say.
Dan Fogarty.
That fucking man.
I love Danny Fogarty. He's actually having a baby very, very soon.
Shouts out to D Fog.
Shout out Unc D.
I'm so glad that you said that because that's literally what it was. Dude, I've never seen... He was so good at throwing change at customers in anger.
The fuck am I gonna do with 50 cents?
He would like he was skipping stones on a riverbed. Like he would throw the coins at the bar, and they would ricochet off the bar, like and hit the customer in the chin. And yeah, and these college kids
would never hold back.
They would literally come to Ticket Tuesday with like $5 for the two drink tickets, and then not have money to tip.
It was bad.
On the two drinks and shit like that and think that that was appropriate.
I actually remember going there and being like, I only have the $2 to tip.
Yeah, it's but like at least
I'm having those two drinks and then I'm finding someone to buy me booze.
Yeah.
Probably Alan.
Or you're just going in the kitchen to clap cheeks.
Oh my God.
I never thought of that, but I think it's kind of genius, actually.
Honestly, galaxy brain.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, dude.
Definitely wouldn't recommend it.
Why?
Because you get arrested. You go back to jail.
That story, I never finished that story. That kid, obviously, he got arrested. So come to find out, he was out of jail for like
40 hours.
For like 24 hours or 20 hours. And he went straight back. Straight back to the ACI. They just drove him straight back to the ACI. Girl was there with her boyfriend. Yeah. Who is some other like ICP? Like he's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Part of the family.
It was fucking. It was such a surreal situation. But yeah, that you'd get arrested and you go straight back to jail, I guess.
Dude, this explains like I feel like it's good background information as to why he was like, yeah, we can clap cheeks right here and now because he's like, I just got out the joint, I'm trying to fuck. Like, that shit was so wild though. Oh my goodness.
That was terrible.
So homie got laid and then went right back to jail.
Worth it.
I'll have to ask.
Yeah, you should get that guy on the pod.
We're going to track him down.
He worked in the commissary.
What's your story? Speak on it.
I mean, I've had sex on a prep table before.
Yeah, we all have, bro. I mean, you do it when the restaurant's closed that you work at.
I mean, the kitchen was closed, right?
Dude, it was like 11:15.
It was like 800 people in the building.
At 11, they turned the lights off, and it was like 11:15.
The floor is still wet from being mopped.
Yeah. But can you think of any other particular wild customer stories other than that? It's pretty wild.
Customer stories.
Anyone's that pissed you off?
Or what about just like conflicts you've had working in the industry with people?
I would say more so like the Aunt Carrie's days. I was like young and just would say whatever the fuck I wanted to say, and people would be like, "You can't do that," and I'd be like, "Fuck you," and then I would just do it. It was more of like
that changed?
I like to think so in some ways.
A lot of less fuck yous.
A little bit more thinking before I'd scream shit out.
Yo, okay, I have to bring this up too, Alan, because this is D-Cot will think this is the funniest shit he's ever heard about on Zantutu. Okay. So when I first moved to South County, is that a blow pop?
You gotta tell the listeners why you just made that noise.
I just found a watermelon blow pop that matches my sweatshirt.
He just made that noise because he found a lollipop in his pocket.
We filmed a promo video for the Surf Shop and the Ocean Mist today. We basically impersonated Elf. And we ate spaghetti with like marshmallows and syrup. So it was disgusting, dude. Like just granulated sugar. For the skit. And this was in my pocket. I was gonna put it on the fucking
I gotta tell you, I'm so happy for you that you found this lolly.
I'm pretty happy I found this lolly as well.
Anyway, so Alan you know, as I said in the beginning of the episode, just decided we were friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think this might have actually happened before we were friends, but Alan used to play in the same rec basketball league as me.
Oh, shit.
And Alan, being the unique motherfucker that he is.
This is brutal.
You know, you're like, let's say, well, we were probably like 14 at the time, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not older than 15. And, you know, the coach is subbing people in and out, in and out. Alan used to refuse to come out. He used to refuse to come out the court. He'd be like, nah, I'm staying in. I'm playing. Point guard. I'm not fucking tired yet. I'm not getting off the court.
This checks out so hard.
Never seen it in literally in any type of Little League sports. So I'm just being like, fucking leaving the court. Sorry, bud.
This is so perfect for you, Alan. It just explains and it says so much about you and who you are, bro. You fucking bout that hoop life, dude. You're not coming out. Hoop. You're like fucking John Lackey when they tried to take him off the mound that one time.
I'm trying to think of who the coach was too. It was like Mr. Sherman or something.
Fucking Jeff Van Gundy, dude.
Someone the time was as tall as 14-year-old Alan, and I was like, I'm not coming up this fucking court. Fuck
out of
here.
Oh my goodness. Thank you for telling me that. That's glorious.
That was one of my first impressions of Alan.
Hated team sports. I was more just like,
how are no adults just like ripping him off the court?
You're a kid.
Like, where's the assertive father coach that's just like, hey, Tucci, get the fuck off the court?
It's so true. Yeah. I never, like, it's like such an NBA thing to have. It's like, I've never seen a kid like beefing with their rec league coach.
This league.
Dude, like, I remember
Alan's having a press conference later where he's just like, coach, need to let me get the ball more.
I remember there was a time during when I was playing Little League baseball and they put me in right field and I was pissed.
Yeah.
So I brought my iPod out. I put both headphones on. I had both headphones in and I just stood there. Like, ball gets hit to right center, I'm not moving. The center fielder ran all the way.
You got it though.
Yeah, kid got a triple.
Oh, so you fucked your team over, dude.
I was pissed. I was like, fuck this.
I mean, it's one thing to put the headphones on, but you got to go field the ball, dog.
I think I didn't field one, but I played the inning.
Could you imagine if, like, back
you
when,
hear
like,
the ball get hit? You got to pay attention.
Fucking headphones, and he just didn't hear the ball get hit.
Like, could you imagine, like, Aaron Judge getting booed by the Yankee crowd and then, like, going into right field with, like, his headphones? Like, all right, yo, I'm just going to, I mean, we'll see if he signs.
That's like some Manny Ramirez.
He's going to Red Sox.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's going to be sick.
If he's not signing with the Yankees, going,
he hates New York and loves Boston.
He doesn't have the balls to go sign with the Red Sox.
If
he doesn't sign with
the Yankees, that's your man, and you're talking about him like that?
Yankees, he's going West Coast because he's not going to be able to stand it.
I went to a Red Sox game this year.
The Mets just signed Verlander.
It was the Red Sox and the Yankees, and I hadn't been following baseball, and I did not realize how fucking shitty the Red Sox were this year. And Aaron Judge hit a fucking 3-run home run. He hit 2 home runs in the game, or 3 home runs. He had 3 at-bats, hit 3 home runs, and one of them was so far over the fucking Green Monster. I mean,
the dude's like 6'8".
He's a big boy.
Fuck the Yankees, but Aaron Judge is sick.
Aaron Judge is a beast.
But you just said he ain't got the balls.
He doesn't have the balls, dude. He doesn't have the balls to.
That's your man.
You think he's going to pull a Babe Ruth reverse?
That's your man right there, bro.
He wants to play in Boston.
If he plays for the Red Sox, he will be trashed for the rest of his life.
Why?
Honestly, if he leaves the Yankees, he'll be trashed for the rest of his life.
So, just by Yankee fans?
Yeah. Nothing else matters. But
no, that doesn't matter at all.
What do you think? All right, that's about it.
Right, he's not signing with the Red Sox, though.
Okay.
You think he is, D-Gut?
I weren't the Giants sniffing at him?
Well, he owns property in San Francisco.
The Giants, I think, were trying to...
And he's from San Diego. And he's meeting with both of those teams.
Can San Diego even afford to add a guy like that to their roster? Aren't they already pretty stacked with big contracts?
But this is the other thing. Everyone out there that's listening that even fucking...
Nobody's still listening.
That's even slightly into sports. People that are into baseball and basketball do this all the time where they're like, oh, they're overpaying. There's no fucking pay limit. What do you mean they're overpaying? Money does not matter in either of those sports.
Nobody said
pay
that.
Them men. No, people do it all the time.
People are like,
oh, well, Judge is so much money. It's like, who cares?
I was just questioning just whether they
there's no
team.
Salary cap. People were like, oh, they give Jalen Brunson a max dealer. Who cares? There's no salary cap.
There is a salary cap.
No, there's not. No, there's not. What's the salary cap?
I don't know it, but there is one.
So no one knows the salary cap, but there's a salary cap.
You can Google it right now.
I bring this up to anyone, and they go, I don't know. I don't know the salary cap, but there is one.
What the fuck is
there is no fucking salary cap.
I have a friend that might know.
Calling a lifeline right now.
You're not looking it up. You're contacting a
friend of mine. Alan, if you want to call him from my phone, I can get him on the pod.
I don't think that he won't answer that. Do you know?
Wait. It's just, dude.
All right.
I texted my buddy Moose.
$156,983,000.
Okay. So, wait, say it again.
$156,983,000
is the salary cap?
Yeah.
And so, what happens if a team's over that?
There's a luxury tax apron, and then there's a hard cap. There's a bunch of other shit.
Okay, so there's not a cap. So, you just get fined.
I just read to you what cap.
There's no cap. Because that's the limit, but then nothing happens if you go over it. You just get fined.
I think that's true in baseball and shit. That's what's called the luxury tax is.
Yeah, so there's no cap.
In baseball. Yeah,
or basketball.
No.
There's no cap. You're wrong.
There's a salary cap in basketball.
If a team wanted to get all of the most expensive players in the NBA to join up, they could. Because they would just pay fine.
Can you just wrap this up? Ignorance is ridiculous.
Like, yeah, it is. It's just annoying. It is ignorant that NBA fans can't just admit.
You're like, there's no salary cap. I give you the actual number. And you're like, right, so there's no
cap. But I just said, what happens when you go over it? Nothing. Nothing happens. You just pay.
Decot's done.
Oh, my God.
Well, Alan, do you have anything to leave the listeners off with?
Not really.
Big sucking lollies.
Yeah. Find yourself a blow pop.
Okay. Decot.
Let's go get some hot wieners.
Onlyville system?
Zip. Onlyville.
I mean, I'm down, I
guess. Let's
do it. Okay. I'm Max Messi Richter.
I'm Dan Carter.
And I'm Alan Santucci.
And this is the Rags Tradition Podcast. Behind the scenes, cooking in the kitchen, everybody, where we eat all of best dishes. The Ari's got the kitchen. Kitchen rolls, where we got it.